It's such a privilege for me to be with you today and to share this message of God's unconditional love and the good things that He says about you with you today. Do you know the only way in which God created in this world was by what He said? That's why it's so important for Him to say good things about you. Because whatever He says comes into existence. And if He wants good things to happen in your life, He'll say good things about you. That's always been the way God created, and it's exactly the same way today, and nothing has changed about that. Isn't that good news? Doesn't that produce absolute joy in your heart, where you just want to say, I want to hear more about this message, because it must obviously be about the good things that God says about me. I want to speak a bit about the importance of knowing that God says good things about you, the importance of hearing a good word about you. Let's open our Bibles into Romans chapter 10. And we're going to read from verse 9. It says, if you shall confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, and you shall believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead, you shall be saved. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. You see, there are two things that's needed in the life of every person in order for him to have anything created in his life. And I believe that is just the principle of in which God made us, that we need to believe and speak, and by that we receive. You know, if we really go and study into that scripture, that speaking actually means to confess the good thing that you have received when you've believed. So when you speak the good thing that you believe you have received, that's when it manifests in your life. Now the Bible says, if we're going to read there from verse 17... It says, so then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So if you want faith in your life, you need to hear the word of God. The way you believe, the correct way of believing, comes by hearing the word that comes out of the mouth of God. Now if you hear a wrong thing, you're going to believe a wrong thing, you're going to say a wrong thing, and you're going to create a wrong thing in your life by hearing. It started off by hearing the wrong thing. So let's open our hearts and know that only good comes from God. Only good things. What is the good news? What is the gospel? The gospel, if I must really simplify it and say it in an easy way, it's this. Jesus Christ came, He died for your sins as a human being. He became a human. He obeyed on your behalf. He died on your behalf. And He was resurrected on your behalf. What that means is that when He died for your sins, you were rendered innocent. You were left there, standing there, innocent because of Him and what He's done in His death. And so many times we think that's where the gospel stops. We receive our salvation, we receive forgiveness of sins, and by that we believe we have been saved. No, by the death of Jesus Christ, you've been forgiven. By His resurrection, you've received your new life and the salvation from everything that was that brought death into your life. You were saved by the new life that's in Jesus Christ. By His death, by His blood that flowed, your sins were washed away. You were made absolute clean. You were made righteous. And then by His resurrection, the new life, the manifestation of the Christ, the manifestation of Jesus will be in your life. Now we need to know that. It's as simple as that. He died for me so that my sins can be paid for. He was raised for me so that I can be like Him. Sometimes we think the gospel stops with the death of Jesus, with the payment of sins. And we say, He paid for my sins, I am clean, but now I need to go back to the Word of God, or let's call it the Bible. And in the Bible, I must go and have a look at what I must do in order to please the Father. And then by what I do, I will keep Him happy. He was made happy by Jesus, but I keep Him smiling by my works. I get Him to bless me by obeying scriptures and obeying commandments. Now that is not the Word of God. That is a typical example of a thought pattern or a word that will produce death in your life. It cannot produce any life. All life comes from Him. Everything comes from Him. The good news of Jesus is that He lives on your behalf. He obeyed on your behalf. He died on your behalf. And if we believe that, and we apply that to every aspect of our lives, we can apply it to our marriage, we can apply it to our finances, we can apply it to the way we raise our children. if we can realize how easy it is to bear fruit if by hearing the gospel and believing it, if we know that we don't have to bear fruit, but the gospel will bear fruit in us, and the fruit that we will bear is the fruit of the gospel, the fruit of the Spirit, and that it's easy, and that God is only speaking good things, then we will have life in our lives. You must know that when God created the world, He said, let there be light. Let's go and look at Genesis. He said in the beginning, let there be light, and there was light. Then He said, let plants come forth, and then there was plants. He said, let us make man. Everything He did, He first spoke, He first said. And that's the way in which He created. So when he wants something good in your life, He will say a good thing. If He wants you righteous, do you know what He will say? He will not say, oh, Bertie is a sinner. That's not what He's going to say. He's going to say, you are righteous. That's what He's going to say. And for God to say good things about us, certain things had to happen. Otherwise, He could never say good things about me. God doesn't say I'm righteous because it's just a positive confession. No, He says I'm righteous because I am. He says your sins has been paid for. That's what He says. And He couldn't say that because Jesus, in the Old Testament, He couldn't say that because Jesus had to die, pay for the sins of man in order for God to speak good things about us. So now we see the importance of knowing what Jesus has done in order for God to say good things. That's why when we read the Bible and study the Bible, let's study the Bible to see the good thing that God has done for us. And when we see what Jesus has done, we will know what the Father can say. Because the reality of the Father is Jesus Christ. He is the one that gives God a perspective about us. If we can have the same thing, the same viewpoint as the Father, we will be able to hear what He says about us. We will be able to believe what He says about us, and then we'll be able to have in physical manifestation what He has already given unto us in Jesus Christ. You know, the Bible says that in Acts chapter 13, verses 38, He says that we have been justified. And this is what Paul was doing. He preached unto people that weren't believers. He said unto the Jews, He said, you have been justified. Unto you is proclaimed today, your sins has been forgiven. They have not confessed. They've done nothing like that. But it has been forgiven by Jesus. If they believe and they say, Lord, I confess that I've sinned. I confess that you died for me and that you were resurrected. I believe it. The salvation and the forgiveness that was given will manifest in the physical. And that's what God says, the way in which He creates in our lives. Isn't that beautiful? That means that you must be willing and humble enough to have a whole life for as long as what you live on this planet, your ears open to hear only good things of what He says about you. Thank you, Jesus. That's beautiful. Let's open the Bible in James chapter 1. And we're going to read here a wonderful scripture from verse 16. It says, do not err, my beloved brethren. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and comes from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Isn't that beautiful? It says, don't be in error, my brother. Only what is good, every good and every perfect gift comes from above. When God gives righteousness as a gift, it's a perfect gift. It's not a gift that must be maintained partially by you. So many times we think God just initiates something and we must complete it. No, He's the Alpha and the Omega. He's the beginning of my salvation and He's the end of my salvation. So many times we think that He's the beginning and I'm the end. No, He's the beginning and He is the end. And that's what we need to believe. And when we believe it, good things will come out of our mouths. We will hear good things that God says about us. And there will be an absolute change in the way you live and in the way you conduct your life in this world. Isn't that powerful? Bless Jesus for that. I want us to open our Bibles in John chapter 1 and verse 3. John chapter 1. And verse 3. This is a powerful scripture and it speaks about the way God created, and I just want to put an emphasis on how God creates. because that will make you very careful to what you hear. Now, you know, I want to be careful for what is bad, but I want to be open for what is good. I'm not careful to hear good things. I'm careful to hear bad things. So many times, and especially when I was under the law, I was so careful for the message of righteousness and the message of God's unconditional love, because I just knew that was the greasy grace message. The message of the sloppy agape, like the people say. The sloppy agape love of God message, where you just live like you want, you live like a sinner. You must be careful for that, because you know that is a great, the people that preach that, that's a sect, you know. Now that's not like that. We need to be careful to hear messages like God's going to put you through a hard time to purge you from all your sins. He gave His Son, He gave His blood to cleanse us. Let's open our hearts and let's be open and not careful, but open to hear the message of His unconditional love towards us. Because that is what produces good in our lives. John chapter 1. And we're going to read there from verse 1. In the beginning was the Word. Now what is the Word? It's the Word of His goodness. It's the Word of His mercy. It's the Word of His love. It's the Word of who God is. It is love. The Bible says God is love and God is the Word. That means in the beginning was the Word of how much God loves us by giving us His Son to be the propitiation for our sins. By giving us the ability to live through somebody that's perfect, which is Jesus Christ Himself. Isn't that powerful? That is the Word. In the beginning was the Word of His love. And the Word of His love was with God. And this Word of His love was God. The same was in the beginning with God. And all things that were made... verse 3. And all things were made by Him. This is by the Word of God. By the Word of His love. By the good things. Amen. And without Him, without the Word, was not anything made that was made. Nothing was made without the Word of God. Nothing was made without the computation of God, the reasoning of God, which was placed into words, which was manifested in physical form and lived among us, and that was Jesus Christ. Jesus only did good. He spoke good over people. The only bad things, if we can call it bad things, that was spoken was over the Pharisees. The people that tried to say, well, by what I do, and not by what He says and by what Jesus has done, I will be something. Now I tell you, that will not bring joy if you think by what you do you're going to become something. That in that case, bad things will be said about you in this sense that, oh man, you don't have life within you. You need life. Come unto me. You know, when Peter sinned, Jesus didn't say unto him just bad things. He said, get behind me, Satan. He was speaking to Satan, which manifested in Peter. But to Peter, He spoke good things. When Peter denied the Lord 3 times, He didn't say unto him, you are Satan. No, He said unto him, let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God and believe in God, believe also in me, and I will make a place for you that you can be where I am, Peter, because I see you really want to follow me. You can be where I am because of the place I will prepare. Not because of the place you will prepare by your by you dying for me and by you trying to obey all the scriptures and those things. Believe in Jesus. He'll prepare a place. That's the good news. That's what created peace in the heart of Peter. That's what will create peace in your heart. What will create peace in your heart when you know and when you hear that your sins has been paid for, that God doesn't deal with you according to your sins? That's what will change your whole life. That's what will produce absolute strength of character and boldness in your life. Hallelujah. Let's read it again. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things that were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. Very powerful scripture, verse 4. In the Word was life, and the life was the light of man. And the light shines in darkness, and the darkness cannot comprehend it or overpower it. So if you want to overpower darkness in your life, you need to open your life for the message of the good things that God says about you, how much He loves you, how He does not condemn you, how He only speaks good things about you, where He only projects life towards you. The Bible says the Word is life. So if I hear the Word of God, I must hear the Word of how much life I have because of Jesus. How alive I am in Him, where I'm seated with Him at the right hand of the Father in the heavens. The more you believe that you are in the heavens today, seated with the Father, and you rule in this physical world, out of the heavens, with Jesus, speaking the words of power with Him, the more you believe it, the more you will experience the life of God within you, and the more you will see all darkness that's in your life will not manifest anymore, but light will manifest, the glory will manifest. We have been called unto glory. We have been called unto life. Now, if God calls you unto life, He's not going to point out darkness. He's going to show you life. You must remember the scripture in Colossians 2 verses 14 where it says that the writing that was contradictory to us was nailed to the cross. Now, that was not your sins. That was the law of Moses. It was nailed to the cross. And the very thing, the weapon that the devil could use against you to accuse you, which was the law, was done away with. So how can he accuse you? He cannot accuse you before the Father. Before the Father, devil cannot make you guilty. It's impossible. He cannot even make you feel guilty if you are heavenly minded. He will not even be your accuser anymore. Because you will just say, well, I don't have a law by which I'm judged anymore. The only judgment I'm judged with is the judgment of if I believe in Jesus or not. And if I do believe, life flows from me. Hallelujah. That's the good news, that the devil cannot even accuse you in front of the Father. There's no place before the Father for him, because he's got no right. The right that the devil had in your life was based on the law, the commandment that pointed you out to be guilty. Now imagine God now, people saying God coming and pointing out all our sins. How can he do that? On what basis? Who can bring in an accusation against the elect, the Bible says? We are the elect. Who will accuse us? Who will make us guilty? Is it the Father or Jesus that died for us? The Father that gave his Son? No one, nobody can bring in an accusation against me. Or you. That's the good news. So that brings you into a platform where you can only hear good things. Now, how will I know where I've sinned? You know what the Holy Spirit will do? He says he will convict you of sin because you have not believed. So where you will know you've done something wrong is not by him telling you, you're wrong, you're wrong, you're wrong. He will just tell you, you need to believe this. You know about finances? Maybe you're struggling. You need to believe this. When you struggle with your health, you need to believe that. If you struggle with a bad self-image and you just feel depressed, he will tell you what you need to believe in order to be set free or experience the freedom in which he has set you free already. Hallelujah. That is good news. That is absolutely powerful. Let's read verse 4 again. It says, in him was life, and the life was the light of man. You need to believe that in Jesus Christ there was life. Let's read a scripture in James. I wanted to read this before, but I want you to just know this. It says here, do not be in error, my beloved brethren. Every good thing and every perfect thing comes from God. So the word which is life, must be a word of goodness to give life to you. It says in Psalm 107, he sent his word and healed them. So the way in which God creates in your life is by sending his word. He sent that word. What is the word? You are healed. That word creates new life. That word brings forth absolute light in your being and brings radiance into the situation where you are, and you say, just God is good in me. He's created good in my life. So we need to be very, very careful to hear bad things about us. But we need to be absolutely open to hear only good, to hear only life, to hear only joyous things that comes from heaven. Remember when I preached on the on peace? Peace is literally the joys of heaven about good things. The joys of heaven. That is peace. To be so joyful, the joys that God has in the heavens about you, that is what you need to know about yourself. You must have the same mindset as what God has. The way in which things get created is by believing. Let's look at Mark chapter 11 verses 23. It says there, have the faith of God. And then if you say unto this mountain, you will have. Now let's have the faith of God. Are you willing to go and spend some time in the Word of God to see what God believes about you? Now remember, you must read the Word of God from the perspective that nothing can accuse you. When you read the Word of God in that perspective, accept not having faith in Jesus. There's no accusation if you believe in Jesus Christ. But without believing in Jesus Christ, you'll be condemned unto hell. As easy as that. But once you are a believer, once you have been engraved into the hands of God and you believe that, you have been on the cross, engraved into His hands. When you believe that, it manifests in your life. Life manifests. Salvation manifests. And then you are on a journey through the Word of God, through the Bible, through teachings and everything, where you are to discover every good thing that He says about you. Isn't that powerful? That is so powerful. That brings an absolute joy into my life. That brings a peace into my life. You must know that you function by acceptance. If you don't know that you are accepted in the Beloved, you will try and do things to be accepted in the Beloved. And by trying to do things to be accepted in the Beloved, how will you know that you're not accepted? It's by a word that comes to you that says you're not accepted. You'll try to do things to be accepted, and the very things you do is what's called dead works. You know, you can pray and it can be a dead work. You can love your neighbor and it can be a dead work. The only reason why we do good things is because of the life of Jesus that is within us. Let's open the Bible in Colossians chapter 1 and verse 6. And we're going to just enjoy the last scripture of this session. And it's just going to bless you. Colossians chapter 1 and let's read from verse 5. It says, for the hope which is laid up for you in heaven, whereof you've heard before in the word of the truth of the gospel. Now let's read from verse 4. This is not going to bring the balance. Since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love which you have to all the saints. Now listen, these people have got love to the saints. Why? For the hope which is laid up for you in heaven, whereof you heard before in the word of the truth of the gospel. Now let's stop right there. He says here there was a word of the truth of the gospel, and that word was about every good thing that's laid up for you in heaven. And that made people love others. Hallelujah. So how are you going to love others? How are you going to have the greatest, most influential gift that there could possibly be? It's by knowing the unconditional love of God, the word of the hope that's laid up for you in heaven, which is Jesus. He's our hope. Amen. Verse 6. This word has come unto you and is in the it is in the whole world, and this word brings forth fruit, as it does also in you, since the day you heard it and knew the grace of God in truth. Here we see the way God created was by the word of hope, the word of good things created manifestations of love in the lives of the believers. It says here, and you must know this, that the word was bearing fruit. They weren't bearing fruit. The word was bearing fruit in them once they believed the word. Once they heard the message, the word of God's grace, in truth, it was bearing fruit. So many times we try to bear fruit. No. Open your life and say, I am not in error. Only what is good comes from God. Nothing bad. No temptations, tests, trials, investigations, bad things, poverty comes from God. It doesn't come from God. Every good gift comes from God. Hallelujah. Say that and believe that and sort of see what is freely given unto you. See the hope that's laid up for you. See the good thing that's been given unto you, and you will find the gospel bearing fruit in your life. Sometimes we don't find the gospel bearing fruit in our lives. Why don't we find the gospel bearing fruit? Because we are listening, obeying, and hearing a bad word. And that's why we've just got all this negative fruit in our lives. Because we believe wrong. Let's believe right. Let's believe the good things that God has given freely unto us. Amen. You need to know, when you go and read the Bible, please go and read the Bible to discover the good things that God says about you. Because that's the only way in which God can create His new nature in your physical life in this world today. Amen. I want to encourage you to just write to us. I want to encourage you to just send your praise report. Whatever God has done for you through this broadcast, we would love to hear that and read your praise report and tell the people what God has done for you. And that will be to the edification of their own faith and themselves, so they can also receive the same thing. You can be an instrument in the hands of God. Just write to us. Thank you and God bless you. Over you, and He faithfully speaks His truth. Let's pray together. Father, thank You so much that we can just pray for the people right here listening to this broadcast. I speak Your love, Your words of confirmation, Your words of mercy, Your words of grace unto their hearts right now. I speak healing into their souls, and I say unto all the sick, you are healed now in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. God bless you and God loves you. Please write to us. We would like to see your praise report and read it on our broadcast. Amen.